Hey, this is Todd Steed from WUOT. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm pretty happy.
That's a wonderful thing.
Tonight on Improvisations, we're talking with Minette Sudler. I was recently in the city of Philadelphia on vacation, and I stopped by WRTI and asked, who should I investigate in Philadelphia? And the first name on the list was your name.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, I had never heard your music before, so I immediately started to listen to it, and I absolutely loved it.
Oh, that's great. I'm so happy. It's really nice to talk to you and meet you by phone, and I'm glad you had a chance to come to visit Philadelphia.
Now, did you grow up in Philadelphia? And if so, where in Philadelphia?
I did grow up in Philadelphia. I've lived in North Philadelphia and spent the most of my time in Germantown.
Did you ever run into any of the Sun Ra musicians up there in Germantown?
Of course, yeah. They're not very far from me. So, yes, over the years, we have crossed paths on many, many occasions.
Have you ever performed with any of them?
We've performed on the same programs, but not actually together.
Before Time for a Change, your debut record came out, had you ever recorded before on other people's projects?
Yeah, the very first recording I had done was with a group called The Sounds of Liberation with vibraphonist Khan Jamal and saxophonist Violet Lancaster. And that was my very first recording.
What got you into jazz? And were you always into jazz, or did it come at a certain age?
I was always into jazz, but I started, my first teacher was a folk guitarist. And so, of course, that's what she taught me. And so I did that for several years. And then I started studying with someone who taught jazz guitar, because that's what I wanted to do.
Oh, at that time when you were taking jazz guitar, I mean, there couldn't have been a lot of women jazz guitar players that you knew about, or were there?
No, there weren't. In fact, you know, in my research, you know, I ran across Mary Osborne, who was not of my generation, but, you know, she was out there and she was really playing some wonderful music with some great players. And so, you know, she was the main one. And then later on, Emily Wembler came up, but we kind of came up around the same time.
Did you run into any like skepticism from men in particular, saying, oh, you can't do this, or were there ones that were encouraging, or how did that work out?
Well, you know, I spent a lot of time around people that were encouraging, because, you know, that's the healthiest thing to do. But, you know, there were always the comments about, you know, just, you know, it's the first time I've seen a woman play, or you play just like a man, or, you know, comments like that. And to be honest with you, I still get the same comments today. And but fortunately, there are a lot more women playing.
Right.
All kinds of instruments, you know, and exceptionally well. But people are still a novelty to a lot of people.
Is that a little disheartening after all this time to still get those kinds of comments?
It is, to be honest with you, it is. But, you know, I just have to look at it as, well, at least I've enlightened another person, and I'll just keep moving.
How did you come about to do your first record, Time for a Change, in 76? Did someone approach you, or did you seek it out?
Well, they approached me. I was actually working with Sam Rivers' big band at the time, and we played the Newport Jazz Festival in New York. And then after that, I got word that this company, Danish label, was looking to meet me to possibly record. And so I was in touch with them, and then we met in New York, and I let them listen to some of my material. And so that's how that happened, and they were interested in recording.
Were you nervous, or were you full of confidence in those days? How did you approach that recording?
Yeah, I was ridiculously confident in those days. I don't remember being nervous. I remember being excited. I remember meeting Dexter Gordon kind of in passing it in the studio. I was nervous about that. That was exciting.
Let's check out that title track. It's Time for a Change, Monette Sudler.
Thank you.
When you listen back to that recording now and your early recordings, what do you think?
I really, Time for Change, the first one, was one of my best recordings, I think, musically. I really liked the music that I had composed for that. And it was executed pretty well. Some things I always maybe have done differently. But yeah, I'm really proud of that one.
Do you have a favorite of your records?
Well, I like Time for Change a lot. I think that would be my favorite. And Brighter Days, I like those. I mean, I'm excited about that as well. In fact, I brought both of those songs out of the woodwork over the past weekend for my guitar summit. And I played Time for a Change and Brighter Days for You, which I hadn't really played those songs in quite a while. And they are very, you know, very fresh and very current. I am thankful for that.
How did that guitar summit go? I was in Philadelphia until the day before, then I left. How did it go?
It went really well. The show was wonderful. Yeah, everybody did a fantastic job. So I was really happy.
What do you think about the Philadelphia jazz scene currently and how it's evolved over time? Is there something special about it?
Well, I think, you know, the Philadelphia jazz scene is very rich. There's a great amount of talent in Philadelphia. A lot of unsung people, so to speak, and there's a lot of young people that are coming up that are just outstanding musicians, you know. So I'm really very proud of Philadelphia and the music that comes out of Philadelphia in all genres, actually.
What do you think about Philadelphia, the city itself? I mean, have you lived your whole life there or most of your life there? And what is it about it that keeps you there?
Well, I think Philadelphia is like a big, small town, kind of the way I look at it. It's a big city, but with a small town feel to it. And that's what I like about it. You know, there's a lot of history here. You know, I love the art museum and places like that in Philadelphia.
You're talking about the big one where Rocky ran up the steps, right?
Yes, right. Yeah, that movie kind of took over the art museum.
I know. They had that statue up on the steps, and I noticed they moved it down, which I thought was a good idea to move it down.
Yeah. But I'm just always amazed at people that stand in line to take photographs with the statue, the people that come to visit Philadelphia, so it's a popular site.
You're listening to Improvisations. We're talking on the phone with Monette Sudler. Let's check out the other recording that she mentioned that she loves. This is Brighter Days for You. from 1977, specifically recorded on November the 7th. That was Monette Sudler with Brighter Days for You here on Improvisations. Looking at your biography, you've played with an amazing variety of some of the greats. I mean, I'm looking at Dave Holland, Freddie Hubbard, Kenny Barron, Archie Shepp, Hugh Masekela. That has to be pretty fabulous just to even met those people, much less get to play with them. Do you have any people that you've played with that have really stood out in your memory?
Well, Hugh Masekela stood out in my memory. Also, Freddie Hubbard did. And working with Sonny Murray, the group called the Change of the Century Orchestra, which was a great group. And Archie Shepp was a part of that, and Leon Thomas was a part of that, and some wonderful players, you know. And then also playing with Philly Joe Jones, Dan Maronia, his big band. I was a guest artist with him, and also Grover Washington. We were both guest artists. That was a fantastic show.
Yeah, Hugh Masekela passed away recently. Do you have any specific memories of him?
My biggest memory is him on stage telling stories. He's the greatest storyteller. I really got caught up in his stories that went along with his music. And it was one particular show we were doing. I think it was a show called Jump Street on Channel, one of the television shows. And Oscar Brown Jr. was the host of the show. And when I first went into Hugh's band, I had braids that kind of looked like dreadlocks. But then when I knew I had to go on television, I said, "Oh, I'm thinking, take the braids out, you know, let my hair down and everything." And I put on a velvet suit, you know. And I came down to breakfast at the hotel, and he looked at me and said, "What did you do to yourself?" And then I realized that, you know, I didn't fit, you know, the aesthetic of the group anymore with this new look that I thought I was fixing myself for television.
What are your plans for the future? Do you think you'll record again? Are you going to do more guitar summits? What do you got lined up?
Yeah, I'm already thinking about next year, because it'll be my 10th year anniversary. So I have to do that year. And right now, I'm thinking that'll be, you know, my last one. But I think I'll wait until next year to really make that judgment, that call. And I am in the process of recording again. Right now, I'm recording with a poet, Chipita B. Mason. We're doing a duo project. And I'm also going to be doing a solo project in the near future.
And you're talking about next year, the 10th Guitar Summit might be your last one. Are you sure about that? Why?
I'm not sure about that.
Why are you thinking about that?
Because it's been very difficult. Every year I'm really scrambling financially. I lose money every year. But it's a labor of love. The concerts are amazing. I do have documentation of them all, so I'd like to do a compilation, like video, for the 10th year. And so I may try to go nonprofit just so I can apply for some grants this year, and I'll see how it goes. But as of when I was done on Saturday, I was like, I'll be done next year. But I really love doing it, so I'll wait and see what happens.
All right. Well, Monette Sudler, thanks so much for talking with us this evening.
Oh, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. I'd love to visit your city one day.
You're always welcome in Knoxville, Tennessee. I can tell you that.
All right. Thank you.
Philadelphia-based guitarist Monette Sudler, that was recorded last year, so the Guitar Summit is on for 2019. I'll be right back with more jazz music.